A cold front is working its way through our area this afternoon. As a result, we've had plenty of clouds and a few showers at times through the day. We're going to keep that chance for a couple of showers in our forecast heading into the early evening. Then the front will push off to the east, the rainfall will come to an end, and we'll see a big change on the thermometer. Ahead of the front this afternoon, temperatures have warmed into the 60s and 70s. Some spots have made it into the low 70s this afternoon, and our dew point temperatures are up around 60. There's even a couple of pockets of dew point temperatures in the low 60s. And a reminder that when that dew point does hit 60, the humidity becomes noticeable. And by no means is this oppressive like we experience in the summertime, but dew point temperatures near 60 in October are certainly worth at least noting, as it does feel a bit on the muggy side. We have these showers in our forecast over the next couple of hours. Again, that front, though, will push off to the east, and that means any showers will come to an end. So if you happen to have plans over the next couple of hours, you may need that umbrella, depending upon where you are. But heading into the nighttime hours, we'll see things start to clear out, and it's really going to chill down. As the mugginess goes away, those temperatures are going to fall into the 40s across much of our area tonight. There's even potential for some 30s, especially across the north, and there is a frost advisory up for the Adirondacks. In those areas, temperatures may dip to frosty levels. Most of us should stay warm enough to avoid frost, but it might be chilly enough for some that we might need the heat in some areas tonight, maybe even an extra blanket on the bed to help take the chill out. A bit of a chill stepping out of bed tomorrow morning and heading out the door, so you might need a jacket as well. You might run into a bit of fog early tomorrow. Otherwise, we're looking ahead to a pretty nice fall day. Certainly a day that we would think is rather typical for this time of year, with plenty of sunshine. It'll be pleasant tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the 50s and 60s. The humidity will be nice and low. And then over the weekend, we'll start to see things warm up again. Not so much on Saturday. Highs will be mainly in the 60s, but many of us should bounce back into the 70s with increasing humidity on Sunday. I can't rule out a couple of showers over the weekend, but it's not going to be a complete washout. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any showers will end clearing and cooler with areas of frost, lows in the 30s and 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any showers will end clearing and cooler with areas of frost, lows in the 30s to 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any showers will end clearing and cooler. Some areas of fog are possible. Lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 65. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight any showers will end clearing and cooler with some areas of fog possible, lows in the 40s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers mainly north of Albany with highs in the 60s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy, there is the chance for a few showers with highs in the 60s and 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.